Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Where is the beef?
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on to your butts.
Feels like an Arby's snack.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
Chili, baby back rib.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Whoopsie! This is Tom and Jim's Top 5. Naming their top 5 lists on everything pop culture. Celebrating the 90s, sports, movies, music, and more. They're not authorities, just grown children. Here's your hosts, Tom Skull and Jim Doubt.
So basically, the moral of the story is I'm no longer allowed into Battle Creek, Michigan. So, you know. Oh, hey, we're on. Jim, we're on. Oh, jeez. Sorry. Anyway, a little life lesson for you. Anyway, hey, this is Tom and Jim's Top 5. Welcome back, everybody. I am Tom.
I am Jim.
And that's Jim, my heterosexual life mate. How you doing, Jim? We're a couple days late. Sorry, people.
Yes. Yeah, I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've missed you a lot.
Sweet.
Yeah. My wife is starting to wonder about us.
Starting to?
No, she just is continuing to wonder.
Yeah, she's just in denial.
She is in denial. You know what? She's just jealous is what it is.
She's probably happy because as long as you're talking to me, you don't have to talk to her.
Oh, she's so excited because she gets to watch her shows right now. She's upstairs just...
her stories.
Netflixing, you know? Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Watching some shows and...
Her stories.
Yeah. Hey Jim, I'm coming. We're live here from our new studios. I have
what's our new studio?
Well, as you know, before I was just recording this in our family room with a little fold up table and two chairs, and
like a ham radio.
Yeah, and my wife said, you know, you should use the basement back bedroom. Which was, get out of the family room, you're too loud.
Right.
Yeah. So now
we're... You should go somewhere I can't hear you.
Exactly.
Like Detroit.
Exactly, yeah. So now we're going to call this Spare Bedroom Studios. That's where we're recording from. How's that sound?
I like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a little tiny room, and I'm surrounded by Christmas decorations, like boxes of Christmas decorations that I have yet to put in the crawl space. So... We just put it in this room and shut the door, and then, you know, you forget about it, and that's where I am.
Pretty soon you're going to be broadcasting from Crawl Space Studios.
Yes, which would be awesome. I could hang out there with the spiders. We can maybe interview them. It'd be great. Oh, anyway, so what's new, Jim? Great!
I went home for a few days.
Yes, this is exciting.
It was exciting. I got to go home for a few days, and which my home is in Illinois,
uh-huh.
So it's about 7 hours from where I live, so
right.
It's not too bad of a drive.
Sunshine and State, beautiful.
The sun's gorgeous.
Yes,
gorgeous. My lovely mother found a lot of my old things that I was asking her if she threw away or sold at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I had asked her to look for the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark books.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was really excited that she found all three of them, because I've been looking on Amazon to replace them. And did you ever have those books as a kid?
No, I thought when you talked to me about, the other day about, I thought you were talking about Choose Your Own Adventure books.
No.
Oh, so that's why you that's why that conversation went nowhere when you and I were talking. Just like this one. Yeah, just like this one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, no, I did not have those books. No, I did not.
Okay. Well, that's a great conversation.
Yeah.
Anybody who did have those books and remembers these books,
yeah.
There were these really creepy, like, charcoal sketches in them that made the stories actually scary.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't sell them with those anymore. They had somebody else re-illustrate the books, and that takes the nostalgic away from it, so my mom actually found all of them. I was pretty happy. And then she found this Michael Jordan, like, airbrush coat from, like, 1992.
Nice.
That I was never allowed to wear, so it's still white.
Did Michael Jordan actually airbrush it himself?
Yes.
Huh.
Good question.
You know,
good
he's
question.
A talented guy. Talented guy. Sorry. Continue. Your story. So you got to hang out in the...
We're done.
No, so I'm guessing your mother hasn't touched your bedroom from high school since you were actually in high school. Is that true?
No, she has.
Oh, okay. I just thought you'd go back and make everything as small, you know?
Yes, right. Yeah. It's like I'm going into Frodo's house.
Nice. Is that a short joke?
It's a Tom joke.
Jeez. Well, maybe we should have waited one more week to do this show, Jim.
God, you're really killing my stories here.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing.
Let's
just move
no,
on.
No, I want to talk about these books. Did you read them since you picked them up the other day from your parents? Or you just have them, like, displayed on
the
bookshelf?
Yeah, I brought them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I brought them back home with me. Yeah, I brought them back to Cleveland. And I also got, my mom found this USA Dream Team basketball hat.
The original 1992 Dream Team?
Yeah, the Dream Team.
Nice.
With the USA basketball logo, and then it has all their signatures on the bill.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet.
Wow. Are you going to wear this stuff? You need to take pictures of you wearing that jacket and that hat and reading one of those books,
and
we should put that on our Instagram.
I don't fit in the jacket anymore. It would definitely be a Chris Farley fat guy in a little coat trying to put that on.
Well, have your wife do it. Have your wife wear this stuff.
I will. I'll have her put it on.
All right. She'll love that. Tell her it was not my idea. Oh, man. Oh,
enough about me, Thomas. Can I call you Thomas? About me, Thomas. How are you doing?
You can call me Thomas. I'm doing fine. I got to be honest. I'm a little tired. I don't feel well. I actually think I might be catching a bug. Or it could be the fact that I've been eating nothing but these... junk food snacks that we're going to talk about, because I went to the store, my wife and I went to the store, and we found them all, and I started eating them, and your body does not, like you said, body does not react the same when you're in your 30s as when you were 12.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm just drinking a large glass of water right now. And I'll just leave it at that. But other than that, I'm fine. Work has finally calmed down. Man, that Christmas rush was crazy. It went all the way through Martin Luther King Day. Who knew that people still bought Christmas gifts after Christmas?
It's gift cards, I imagine. A lot of gift cards.
Oh, did you see a gift card? That's just... There's no thought behind a gift card. There's just like, here, I don't want to deal with your crap. You buy what you want. Kind of like what you and your wife do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, okay. Sounds good. Well, Jim. Can I call you Jim? Jimmy. Jimmy James.
Cool.
What? Before we get started on our wonderful show, where can people find us, hear us, talk to us?
We have an email account, TomandJimsTop5@gmail.com. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook.
Yes, we are on all those things. And
all of those things.
And I assume if you're already listening to the podcast, you know where to find the podcast, but we are available on iTunes, Podbean, and now Stitcher, which, so that's exciting.
The company I work for owns Stitcher, actually.
Oh, well, put in a good word for us, Jim.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Well, what are we talking about today, Jim?
We are talking about our favorite after-school snacks.
This is going to be good.
The reasons I was a fat kid.
Right. Yeah, this is one of many reasons I was a fat kid. But, yeah. Well, this is going to be good. Well, we're coming off our music video podcast. Oh, by the way, we had a lot of good feedback from that. And people telling us what their favorite videos and stuff were. So that was a lot of fun. So we really do appreciate people saying, you know, just having fun with us. You know, tell us what you like Like, after this one, tell us what your favorite snack was. I know we had a few of people already on Facebook talk about... There was one... Oh, gosh. Of course, I don't have Facebook up right now, but it was... She, like, would come home and, like, crunch up Oreos and just put them in a glass of milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing. I never did that. I ate Oreos, what? And I drank milk. I never just put it all together.
Oh, man. You're missing out. You got to go buy a package of Double Stuff right now.
Jim, I don't think I think I need to go strictly on a water and dry toast diet right now.
Sorry, I feel like I yelled at you about your Oreo intake, and I apologize for that. I get real passionate about Oreos.
Apparently, I did feel. I'll be honest. I felt a little attacked, but whatever.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
We also got a comment that last week when I was talking about my iPhone breaking, or the last show I was talking about, and. I was talking about how that day ended up being like a shit sandwich, and how it was great, horrible in the middle, and then great again, and yeah. Apparently the people really like that, and I have one person who said she just loved the fact that I was using that term, and so I'm gonna try to use that term in each show. We'll see how that works.
Even if it's just at the very end and you forgot, and you just say,
and they just yell out, "Shit sandwich, shit sandwich." Yeah,
good deal.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works. I don't know. It probably won't work at all. I'll forget. So, well, let's get started, Jim. What's your number five after school snack? Huh?
My number five was Hostess fruit pies.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So, they came in cherry, peach, lemon, blueberry, blackberry, and apple. But those were not my favorite flavors. My favorite flavor was from circa 1990, 1991, and it was the Hostess Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pie.
Wow.
Boom.
What was the flavor of turtle?
It was vanilla. It was vanilla, almost like a Boston cream. And it had a green glaze over the top of it. Do you remember these?
Yeah, and that's interesting that it's Boston cream, because the Ninja Turtles were from New York.
That's a very good point, my friend. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I do remember these, Jim, and apple was my favorite. I don't remember if I've ever had the Ninja Turtle one. I do recall it. Never had it, though.
Well, it was very short-lived, but those were my favorites, and they came with, like, a little Ninja Turtle card inside, but they couldn't be made out of normal paper because your window-to-weight gain would turn those completely clear, so they had to be, like, a laminated card on the inside of each of the Ninja Turtles, and then they came out with a separate one for when The Secret of the Ooze came out, and then they stopped making them after 1991, but those were my favorites, but I still love fruit pies, and now I get more, like, the Tasty Cake ones.
Yeah.
If I can get Tasty Cakes now. But I still love fruit pies.
So you would come home after school and you'd sit down and watch Disney Afternoon or whatever with your Ninja Turtle fruit pie snack.
Yes, and the tall glass of milk.
Little Jimmy Doubt would be sitting there.
Little Jimmy, well, yeah.
Nice. No, that's...
So little after eating a bunch of Hostess fruit pies, but yeah.
Right. Well, good. I like that one. What else you got about that? That's a good one. I didn't realize, I'll be honest with you real quick, I didn't realize they had that many flavors. I just knew of cherry and apple.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously Hostess went bankrupt in 2012 and everybody lost their shit, saying that they would never be able to have Twinkies again.
I think
Twinkie again. And everyone's going, I haven't had a Twinkie in 20 years. I'm like, that's why Hostess is bankrupt.
Wow.
Now suddenly you want a Twinkie, but you haven't bought a Twinkie in 20 years.
Well, you know what? Honestly, a little bit of their fault, because you could buy a Twinkie in 1927 and it'd be just as fresh today.
True.
Yeah, so you could just bought a bunch before and you never had to buy another one again.
Like in Zombieland where they're hunting down the Twinkie trucks.
Right, because that's where the food is.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I do remember that. So Hostess made that. Well, who makes them now? Well, Hostess came back.
I think
back.
Hostess still does, because yeah. Then they survived the bankruptcy apocalypse and You can still get their products.
What a marketing ploy. That's perfect marketing. Hey, yeah, let's pretend to go out of business.
It's like a furniture sale.
Yeah.
Like a
everyone will lose their freaking minds.
Happened.
Oh, well, good, good. Well, Jim, that's a good solid number five.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is your number
five? My number five is, it was made, there was the Ritz Handy Snacks. Now, do you remember these? These were...
No.
Okay, they came in like the little rectangle packaging, and then on one end had a cheese spread, and on the other end had four crackers, and with a little red spreader in there.
Yes, the little like 1-inch long little plastic piece.
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. These were awesome, and my favorite actually... That was the cheese and the cracker. My favorite was they had a peanut butter and cracker one, and that one I loved. And I was very disappointed to find out they discontinued that one. I didn't know what year they discontinued it, but I could not find it because they don't make it anymore, the peanut butter one. But they still make the cheese and cracker one, and it's still awesome. I don't really know if that's real cheese, but whatever.
You know that it's not.
No, I know. These were made by Nabisco. They came out in the mid-80s. They also later on had like different type of snacks like breadsticks and pretzels with cheese and like Oreo sticks and cream cheese and stuff. But that's just no. You just need the original. You need the little cheese and the little thing of crackers. And I sat there, and I watched DuckTales, and I ate the crap out of those things. I love those things.
Was DuckTales your favorite Disney cartoon?
Yes. Yeah, out of the Disney Afternoon, you know, the original four, DuckTales was my favorite one.
And that would be like, what, DuckTales, Tailspin, Rescue Rangers?
Rescue Rangers and Darkwing Duck, yes.
Darkwing Duck. Oh, yeah.
See, Rescue Rangers is a very close number two for me. I actually went about a year or two ago. They had them all on sale. Like, you bought them all on DVD, like the whole Disney Afternoon collection, all the seasons of those shows. And I bought them, and now my son watches them, and he thinks DuckTales is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So my job as a father is complete. So...
But, spread your wings, baby bird.
Yeah.
Time for you to leave the nest.
Right. Oh, wow. These things were awesome. I didn't have a lot of history on there because that's all they are is cheese and crackers. Like, there's nothing to it. And they haven't changed anything, you know, since they haven't, like, changed their business model or anything. It's just, that's what they are. This is what, and they're fantastic.
Well, it's not broke. Don't even fix it.
Okay.
Everybody's got a way of moving out and making tracks. But the best is having fun making tracks with Handy Snacks.
You can play the Make Tracks with Handy Snacks game. Look for your game card in specially marked boxes, and you can win this mountain bike or Handy Snacks sleeping bag. And everyone gets cool stickers.
Go in a spin or back to back, making tracks with Handy Snacks.
For free game card, write to Handy Snacks, P.O. Box 1233, Skokie, Illinois, 60076. Thousands enter, hundreds win.
All right, Jim. Well, are we alternating? Should we go on to number four here?
Whatever you want. It's your day, buddy. Whatever.
It's my day? Oh, if this was my day, what a disappointing day.
The one you get.
Oh, man. All right. Well, this one, I think, is going to be a crowd favorite.
Okay.
And so these were introduced in 1988, and they are Teddy Grahams.
Oh, yeah, Teddy Grahams are great.
I love Teddy Grahams. A little bear-shaped graham cracker, also made by Nabisco. These are awesome. They came in, which was weird, the original flavors, they had honey, cinnamon, and chocolate, and there was a fruit punch flavor, which I don't remember that one. Yeah, how horrible does that sound?
I don't remember that at all. The chocolate was my favorite, though.
Yeah, chocolate's my favorite. Chocolate was also my wife's favorite. I like the original, the honey one. But yeah, they're all great. They have a chocolate chip one and a birthday cake one. You know, it's basically just the thing with sprinkles in it. And they still make them today. I went to my store and bought them, and they're fantastic. It's kind of funny. These are actually were considered a healthy snack for kids because they're basically just graham crackers.
Okay.
And according to PETA, which, you know, we're a fan of them, these are also vegan friendly. So they got that going for them, which is nice.
Good.
Yes, yes, yes. These are actually pretty pretty healthy snack because it was just graham cracker and stuff. And then I love these things. I'd sit there and just eat like a whole box of these things.
Mm. I would also wrap mine in bacon to negate the vegan properties.
Right, right. Well, you wrap most things in bacon.
It's true. Right. Yeah, it is true.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Did you have Graham's cereal?
No, I was going to mention that they did have a cereal. I never had the cereal. I always wanted to get the cereal, and my mom's like, why? We bought you the Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, because it's exactly the same thing, just in a larger box.
Correct.
Yeah. I remember sitting at my kitchen counter and putting the Teddy Graham cereal on a spoon and resting on the edge of the bowl and flinging them across the kitchen at friends of mine. It's the memory I have.
How long were these friends of yours around?
Well, my mom babysat them, so they were forced to be there and really couldn't leave.
Yeah, so you're that kid.
Yep.
Wow. So you like the chocolate ones, huh?
Yes, that was my favorite.
Yeah, they were good. I didn't want the cinnamon ones. I didn't understand them. I didn't eat the cinnamon ones. I did like the chocolate chip ones because they were cool. You thought, oh, these are cool. You know, they got little chocolate chips in them. But no. The honey ones is where it was at for me. And still to this day, that eating a bunch of them today could be the reason my stomach hurts right now.
Introducing Teddy Grahams. We just want to eat tasty Teddy Grahams. A wholesome bunch of bite-sized bears full of golden Grahams.
Won't let them be
your Teddy Grahams.
The goodness of Graham and a new lightly sweet snack. Exploding with taste in honey, cinnamon, and chocolate.
Just want to eat those Teddy Grahams.
Jim, what's your number four?
My number four is in a category where there were a ton of these in many different forms of fruit snacks. And my favorite fruit snacks were Shark Bites.
Yes, this was on my, this didn't make my top five. It was on my list. And I'm like, I love Shark Bites. Remember it's your show. You do it. You go. Sorry. I got so excited.
So Shark Bites were a fruit snack produced by Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
They consisted of several individual gummy candies, all of which were in the shape of sharks, surprisingly.
That's clever marketing right there.
They came in red, orange, yellow, purple, and the great white shark, which was like
the coup de grace.
That was like the rookie card in your baseball pack you pulled out that great white, because not everyone had a great white.
No, not
and the other ones were like translucent, but the great white was a solid one and tasted so much better than the rest of them.
Right. And that's a testament.
So I would always.
Yeah, I was going to say, not everyone had it one. That's a testament. Like, you know, nowadays, everyone would have one because every kid's got to get a damn ribbon. And then it's like, if you got one, you rubbed it in your friend's face because he didn't get one. Sorry, I'm being an old man.
And then you could trade them. You would trade them back and forth. Like, you'd get four yellows for one gray white shark. Strange enough, the yellow, what would you expect a yellow to taste like if you had to?
Like a lemon flavored?
You would think.
Yeah.
Strange enough, the yellow shark was strawberry, and that is poor marketing.
We're going to talk about that in one of my next ones, but that just proves that there's no fruit in these.
No.
Like, they're
it's
fruit
just a
flavored.
Degree of sugar.
Yeah, it's just a different type of. Yeah, just so many different sugars. Wow. Oh, Shark Bites. You had these after school, or did you also have them in your lunch? See, I had them mostly in my lunch at school, so that's why I kind of like, well, I'll have to knock this off my list.
Yeah, a little from column A, a little from column B. I would have, like, I would have like I don't want to throw too many names out here in case you're going to talk about it, but I have like a fruit by the foot in my lunchbox, but then I would go home and eat shark bites.
Nice.
Or vice versa.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. What else you got about them? Are they still around? Are these shark bites still around?
I do believe you can still get them.
Wow.
I looked in the store. They weren't in my grocery store, but online it looks like they are still available. I saw an ad at a Hy-Vee that you can still get them.
Well, God bless Hy-Vee.
And I do remember, I remember at one point like an orange and white striped tiger shark as well, and that was also a prized fruit snack inside the package.
Like
the great white.
You're right. I remember like almost like a marketing thing. Like they came out, and now there's the tiger shark. You know, it was like, I remember a commercial or something being that way. So
on your Saturday morning cartoons, and you were like, well, now I need to beg my mom next time at the store to get that one because there's a tiger shark, and it always worked.
And I say this every show, your poor mother. Anything else you got on the tiger shark snacks? Those are
I can find them, I'll buy them.
Fruit Corners presents a new fruit snack, Shark Bites.
What you doing today?
Catching some sharks.
Huh? Just when you thought it was safe to eat fruit snacks, here comes new Shark Bites. A ferocious feeding frenzy of fruity fun. Hammerhead, mako sharks, tiger sharks, and man-eating great whites. Shark Bites fruit snacks. You've got to eat them
before they eat you.
Dangerously delicious Shark Bites. And fantastically fruity the Berry Bears. You can catch the fun at Fruit Corners.
All right, well, my number three... No, it's your turn. You're number three.
My number three is... It was interesting to me to do a little research on this one and find out the history of, but it is still my number one favorite snack today.
Okay.
It is nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh. Yeah.
Just the nacho cheese. I don't play around with the Cool Ranch.
Oh,
I don't need the Supreme.
Cool Ranch,
get
the hell out of here with your Cool Ranch. Anyone who comes over to my house with Cool Ranch Doritos, just see yourself out.
The nacho cheese is the only one you need to play around with. I still buy them today. It's still my go-to. I walk down the chip aisle, and I pass everything by and just grab the nacho cheese Doritos.
Right. And I don't care if they start putting $20 a bag on that thing. I'm buying them.
Even though 3/4 of it is air, I'm still buying the whole bag. I love them.
Damn right. Man, those are good.
And a lot of this was interesting, and it may sound like I'm reading because I am. So the original product was made at the Casa de Fritos at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, during the early 1960s. They used a surplus of tortillas and taken the original idea from a traditional Mexican snack. The company-owned Fritos restaurant cut them up and fried them and added basic seasoning.
Wow.
Arch West, not Adam West, was the vice president of marketing for Frito-Lay at the time and noticed their popularity. Mm-hmm. He made a deal with Alex Foods in 1964, the provider of a lot of the food for the Casa de Fritos at Disneyland, and produced the chip for a short time regionally before it became really popular, and they produced it nationally. But they moved it to their Tulsa plant to produce, which I didn't realize there was a Tulsa plant. There probably isn't now.
Hey, Jim, we lived in Tulsa.
We met in Tulsa.
We did. It was a beautiful time.
It was. But someday we'll tell that story of how we met to our children.
No. No one wants to hear that
story. The Doritos were released nationwide in 1966, and the first tortilla chip to be launched. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. No, not really, but go ahead.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
The first tortilla chip to be launched nationally in the U.S. The name comes from a Mexican-Spanish Doradito, meaning golden brown, just like you in the summer, buddy. There were successful but additional market research revealed that many consumers outside the Southwest and the West consider the chip to be too bland, not spicy enough. So the first flavor they made was a taco flavored Dorito in 1968, and it was a huge success. National distribution of nacho cheese flavored Doritos began in 1972 and were also a hit. for a short time in the late 70s, sour cream and onion Doritos were available, but were discontinued in the early 80s. And oddly, a sesame seed flavor was also available for a short time in the late 1970s. It was probably just opium. Are you with that? With that,
Jim?
That's me
clapping. I'm clapping for you.
Thank you.
Wow.
I don't even need to go on with my number two.
No,
number one.
We're
I'm
done.
I'm going to drop the mic.
That mic has been dropped, and knowledge has been dropped. Holy crap!
Boom.
Anything you ever want
to know about Doritos, right there, with a quick Google search.
I freaking love Doritos.
Oh, man, they're nice. So good.
See, that was that's a good one.
Just a bottle of Surge and a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, my God.
How good was that?
That was my, like, the whole ninth grade year. It would be Mountain Dew, Doritos, and the Twisted Metal 2 for PlayStation 1. My friend Tony and I would just sit there and just play that until, like, one of us threw up from the Mountain Dew. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Doritos, that's a good one. And definitely up there, especially after when I hit, like, middle school, high school. Like, I just...
Yeah, that's not when I was, like, you know, taking the bus. I was 7 years old. That's more like teenage years.
Right.
And now.
My brother, and I believe he still does this, and there's a product. It's a total regional product. I don't know if you had it in Illinois. It's called Top the Tater. You ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, so it's basically sour cream dip. Like you buy sour cream in the store, but it's like got like chives and stuff in it. It's like sour cream. So he would take sour cream, and you know how you dip a potato chip in it. Well, he would take Doritos and like load a Dorito with just a huge chunk of this stuff, and he'd eat like a whole tub of the dip with his bag of Doritos. And he's never...
I would actually do that.
Yeah, and he was the jerk that never gained a pound.
You know, now that you say that, I remember eating the Fritos. I think they're Fritos. Yeah, Fritos bean dip.
Yep.
And I remember dipping nacho cheese Doritos in the Fritos bean dip, which now I'm really excited about, and I'm going to do that this weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, man, that... Man, now I just really want chips. All right. Well, so my number three, were you done on Doritos? You were done on Doritos, right?
I am done on Doritos.
All right. Holy crud. I don't know if I can match that enthusiasm. Anyway.
I was really excited.
I know. Okay, so my number three, back to when I was younger, was introduced in 1983, but they're still around today, Fruit Roll-Ups.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and this is what I'm talking about, like... Remember you were saying in the shark snacks, like, the yellow should taste like yellow or lemon,
yep.
But it was strawberry? Yeah. This is the same thing. It was just different sugar on these things. And it was just a flat piece of sugar. I mean, it was just in different colors, and it tastes like different fruits, you know, like strawberry and apple. And it had a little piece of cellophane on it, so you just rip it off. So, you know, easy to get to. Good for fat kids, you know. It was awesome, and they still make them. When I was growing up, is when they came out with the ones where you could take shapes out of it. It had like little perforated edges, and you take like a shape out of it, and it was like a guy or a different toy looking. Like they actually had like Ninja Turtle ones or stuff like that. And it was shapes of the turtles, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Love those things. They had amazing flavors. Let me just do a little rundown on flavors. Berry Lemonade, Cherry Slushy, Berry Wave, Blastin' Berry, Electric Blue Raspberry, Flavor Wave. I'm not sure what a wave tastes like, but I'm guessing if it's in the ocean, a little salty, but rainbow, little banana, not a big banana, little banana, strawberry kiwi kick, amazing cherry, sunberry burst, electric yellow, screaming green, lemon lime, pink lemonade, and at Halloween time, they had frankenberry and booberry flavors.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
I really need some frankenberry cereal. Oh. I need to buy cereal more.
I do. I just saw my son's into Fruity Pebbles now, and I finished the box. And I love that stuff.
I also drink Sunset Wheat, Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat, which is the adult version of Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, it is. That's a good.
We should do a top five cereal.
Oh, okay, no problem. I don't even need to think about that list. I don't know if you remember the commercials or anything. The tagline was fruit corners, fruit roll-ups, real fruit, and fun, rolled up in one. I remember that. I'd say that all the time because the commercial was always on. It was always on. And, it was just pretty – yeah. For example, the strawberry flavor one, we talked about how it was just sugar. The strawberry flavor did not contain any strawberries. It was just different sugar, and it's actually sugar from pear juice, which made the flavor, which is kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah. They began working on this product in 1975. It did not come out until 1983. So, like, there was these scientists, 70s-looking scientists in the lab somewhere just coming up with different ways to just let us eat processed crap. It was awesome. Actually, their marketing theme at the time was that parents can now feed their children fun processed foods based on real fruit.
Instead of that cancerous processed food.
Right. Oh, man. I love these things. They made a little...
Are you eating them now? Are those one of the things that you bought recently?
I'm not eating it right now, but I did... It was one of the things we did buy recently, and it's fantastic. I'll just... It's just pure joy eating one of these things. So they made a little news. They had a lawsuit against them. In 2011, and I'm going to read now, the Center for Science in the Public Interest sued General Mills, who makes fruit roll-ups, saying that their packaging and marketing was misleading because it presented the product as a nutritious, healthful, fruit-filled snack, despite having approximately the same nutritional profile as a gummy bear. The lawsuit was settled out of court with General Mills agreeing not to put pictures of fruits on the labels, and thus the fruit was actually present in the flavor of the fruit roll-up the box was representing. Oh, my God. So they settled that out of court, and then that change did not take place on their packaging until 3 years ago, 2014. These things have been around for 30-some years.
Recent.
Yeah. It's like, now that's really? Finally they figured that out?
Like, they busted KFC for not having chicken in it before they busted fruit roll-ups.
They also busted KFC for having, like, thumbs in there. Human thumbs. But that's neither here nor there. I actually wrote down what is actually contained in these things. I can't read these words because my vocabulary is not very good. So I'm not going to go and try, but just, you know, Google it and see what's actually in here.
Sugar.
Yeah, sugar is sugar. One, but then in corn syrup, more sugar, then there's a bunch of words with X's and T-Y's and stuff I can't. Monoglycerides, I got that one. Look at that. I said one. So, yeah. But then I love at the end, you know, has all these things, what's in it, and then it just says, also has artificial coloring, okay, and then natural flavors. What are these natural flavors?
Because it's not fruit.
It's not fruit. So what's natural about this thing that was made in a lab?
Yeah.
But hey, I'm not here to knock it. I'm here to tell you how much I freaking love these things. And they're still in the stores today. And I got one. We got a box the other day. And they're fantastic.
Did Fletcher like them?
He loved them. And then okay. My wife and I both looked at each other and we kind of gave it I'm like, oh, we probably shouldn't have introduced him to that. But it's like, you know what? Let the kid live. You know? Oh, so. Yeah, that's all. What about you? Did you have fruit roll-ups growing up?
Oh, yeah, fruit rolls, the ones you were talking about. I remember, like, spirals in them where you'd peel the spiral out of it.
Yeah.
And pull out shapes like stars and stuff. Yeah, we did fruit roll-ups and fruit by the foot and fruit snacks and all that stuff, yeah.
They also had, they had the punch-out shapes and stuff, but they had, like, temporary tattoos. You could take tattoos and put them on, and which I don't know how safe that was. Come to think of it.
What was in the ink?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, it's natural flavoring. All right.
Our quest to bring you the newest fruit roll-ups continues. First, we tried rubber rolls, but that was too off the wall. Then we thought ghostly rolls would be a stream. They were. Then something made sense. Dollars and cents. New fruity money peel-outs. Tens, hundreds, thousands. A fruity fortune so you can put your money where your mouth is. Fruity money peel-outs. What fun fruit roll-ups will we roll out with next?
All right, so let's... Moving on. Number two, Jim.
Number two.
It's my turn now.
You do it.
No, I called you today, and I left you a nice message on your phone.
You did.
And I sang to you.
I'm used to that, though.
Yeah, I know. I sing to you normally. I'm not very good at it. But what I sang was, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Ow! Woo-hoo-hoo. That's pretty high.
Bagel bites, Jim. Bagel bites.
Mm.
Frickin' love these things, man.
I still eat bagel bites.
Yes, yes, and they still make them. They are made Heinz in Orida. Heinz owns the Orida brand. Orida releases them, but that's who makes them, and they're awesome. They're little mini bagels. For those who don't know, for those living in a cave, they're little mini bagels, and they're topped with cheese and other pizza toppings. The original ones came in six different flavors. They had cheese and pepperoni. A three cheese one, which was my favorite, cheese, sausage, and pepperoni flavor, mozzarella cheese supreme, and extreme nacho, which I never knew. This was only sold in Canada. Come on.
Another reason why we should live in Canada.
I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners, and thank you again for listening. And if you guys have these things... I'm not sure these days about crossing any country lines, but I would love some extreme nachos, extreme nacho bagel bites. If you can get them to me somewhere, I'm only about 2 hours from the border. I'll meet you like at night somewhere. I want to try these things. I'm so mad that we never were able to have these things. Oh, so anyway. Oh, and they would come in different size quantities. You get the 9, the 18, the 40, and the 72. And that's the one my mom would buy the big, big thing.
Whoa, the 72?
Yeah, because we'd have friends over. And so
she had three growing boys.
Yeah,
so.
Three growing boys. And we always had friends over and just kept them in the, you know, in the fridge and or in the freezer. And, oh, God, these things were totally awesome. They also had stuffed bagel bites, which I never had. Which just seems a little overkill to me, but oh God, I love these things. Let me ask you this: did you microwave them or cook them in the oven?
Oven, always oven.
Yeah, if you microwave them,
We had a toaster oven that we would put like stuff like that in.
Even better. So the song I sang was actually there is a song from a 1957 song. That they just changed the words. Is by the Maguire Sisters. Never heard of them. And the song is called Sugar Time. And it was actually written by Charlie Sugar Time Phillips. So all our people who are 50s fans.
Nobody's got a new nickname.
Oh, yeah. So,
Thomas Sugar Time School.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My wife at Christmas... called me Sugar Plum Plum Pants. That was my elf name. So I guess the sugar things is gonna live on. So but that jingle, obviously I could just sing it without even researching this. If you'd have stopped me 3 months ago and say, hey, do you know the bagel bite song, I would have sang it word for word. It was recently on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Meatloaf was on, and he did a rock operatic style of this song, which I YouTubed, and it's awesome. He's titled it "Ode to Bagel Bites," and these things were awesome. I remember when we first got them, and again, I had some weight to me, you know, when I was younger, and I remember my dad, who was not. My dad's a very smart, very nice, great person. But I remember he saw those things, and I started eating them. He's like, and I was making them, it was at breakfast time. And he goes, "What the hell are you having pizza on a, what is this? Is breakfast food?" I'm like, "Well, it's on a bagel." Yeah, it made me kind of feel, you know, he shamed me for a while, but I got out of it. But yeah, so, Bagel Bites, man.
Amazing. When I think of food like bagel bites or pizza pockets, I think of New Year's Eve when I was growing up. On New Year's Eve, my mom was always tired of cooking for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So right. New Year's Eve, we would do finger foods, like a bunch of frozen foods, like pizza pockets and bagels and or pizza bagels and chicken strips and just a ton of food like that, and she didn't want any effort. She was done with it, and she would just throw everything in the oven and cook it all, and then we would just, like, snack the whole night and have, like, the sparkling apple cider, and one year I think we did, like, a fondue dessert, like a chocolate fondue for dessert and stuff like that, so I like to do that stuff for New Year's because that's what I grew up with, so when I think of pizza bagels, that's what I think of.
Nice. Yeah, I love these things, but we don't get them anymore. My wife and I don't get them, and we didn't get them a lot when I was a kid. Like, I remember having them in middle school range, and then we stopped getting them, and I don't ever know why. Probably because they're horrible for you, who knows, but, oh, God, now we should have bought some the other day. She kind of puts the kibosh on that type of food, and I don't blame her. I mean, it's not good and our kid, we don't want them to get fat like I was, so.
I just bought a box a couple weeks ago. My wife gets home at like midnight every night.
Mm-hmm.
So like on Friday nights we usually do some sort of frozen food like chicken wings or something. And that started when we lived in Phoenix. We worked the same schedule, so we'd get off work on a Friday night, and we'd run to the grocery store and pick up a 6-pack of beer and like a DiGiorno pizza or chicken wings or something like that. So we still do that now. When she gets home at midnight, we'll make like usually like TGI Fridays wings or mozzarella sticks or pizza bagels or something like that on a Friday.
That's good stuff.
You're good stuff, buddy.
Well, I know.
Now you can give them pizza whenever they want. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at the first time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. Pizza Bagel Bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
Jim, let's get to your number two.
I would love to.
Okay. I would love to hear it.
My number two is a lot like my Doritos. It's still one of my favorite things I eat today. It's my kryptonite of food. I can't buy them because I will eat an entire package of them. Oreos.
Yeah.
You brought it up earlier.
I did.
I love Oreos. Regular, usually the double stuff. I don't do all the crazy fancy birthday cake, but just the double stuff Oreo.
Yeah.
And researching it a little bit, I stand corrected. I thought that Hydrox were the generic Oreo, when in reality, Hydrox came out before Oreo did. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I recently read that, which is weird that we're doing this show, but I recently read, like, Hydrox was first.
Yeah, Hydrox started in 1908. And the Oreo didn't start until 1912.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Hydrox, what a horrible name.
Yeah, why would you call a cookie Hydrox? I don't know. Why would you call it Oreo? I don't know either. Mm. So it was originally called the Oreo Biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started by the National Biscuit Company, also known today as Nabisco.
Ah. Boom. Jim. Right? Jim! I like it.
So that was in 1912. It replaced, or it copied the mold of the Hydrox from 1908. The Oreo biscuit was renamed in 1921 to the Oreo sandwich. A new design for the cookie was introduced in 1924. Mm-hmm. A lemon-filled variety was available briefly in the 20s. Then in 1948, the Oreo sandwich was renamed to the Oreo cream sandwich. It was changed in 1974 to the Oreo chocolate sandwich cookie. And the modern-day Oreo was developed in 1952 to include the Nabisco logo, which we just learned is the National Biscuit Company. And the Double Stuff came out in 1974.
Wow. Double Stuff came out in 74?
1974,
like,
yeah.
I just feel like
I thought
that
it was more like
90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because that's when, you know, we just stopped caring about everything.
Yeah. When I was a kid, so you brought up, like, crushing these up in milk.
Right.
And when I was a kid, I would get home from school, and I would take a stack of, like, five Double Stuff, and I would fill up a glass of milk. Usually I would put them in the glass first and then pour in the milk and set a spoon on the very top one so they couldn't flow to the top. And you just let it chill in there for, like, 5 minutes, and the milk melts away all the chocolate cookie.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a fat kid. So then you can spoon out all the stuff, and you just have a stack of just the white cream,
and
you have chocolate milk.
You're
going to go buy some Double Stuff Oreos. That's the best thing ever.
That 5 minutes you waited had to be the longest 5 minutes in your pudgy little mind.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm just eating Doritos, just waiting for that chocolate to melt off.
Just having Doritos in a fruit roll-up slapped to your face.
There was one time, I remember this specifically, we had a little dog, like a little half-poodle dog, like 20-pound dog, and he would eat table scraps and stuff, and he was begging for food when I got home from school. And I remember having this glass of, like, Oreo cookie chocolate milk, and me turning to look at him. We had, like a counter where we sat at bar stools, so I was up high. And I turned to look at him, and I knocked the chocolate milk over on top of him and just drenched him with Oreo cookie chocolate milk. And I had to pick him up and throw him in the shower and clean him off before my mom got home, so she knew what happened.
Poor dog.
Poor dog. Poor dogs. Poor me, because I couldn't drink the chocolate milk. I had to waste another five Oreos to get the same product. So poor me.
Yes, and that dog died later that year.
Yeah.
But poor little Jimmy couldn't get his Oreos and milk.
It's a casualty. You got to crack a few eggs, Tom.
I know. I know. We live in a different world now, Jim. Oh man. That's a good one. See,
I still love Oreos. I can't buy Oreos because I'll demolish them.
Yeah, I'll eat like one sleeve at a time. I like the ones. I like the original one. I don't freak out. I think the Double Stuffed one is too much. Don't freak out.
You think you know somebody?
I know. I like the original, like that whatever comp, you know, whatever that just the original amount of stuffing in there. Mm-hmm. That thin thing they have, get the hell out of here. No, it's a waste of a cookie. But I'm a fan of the peanut butter filling. I like that one a lot.
Oh,
and that we cannot buy. Yeah. We actually recently bought that. I can't remember why we bought some. We were going to go somewhere. I think we had to bring something. There was other kids, and I think my wife bought for the kids, and I ate them all. So, yeah. And so I can't buy those either. But now they come out with crazy flavors. I know our local grocery store has different flavors, but I think it's like Target will come out with crazy colors for every, like, I'm sure they got red stuff filling ones right now for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and they
those
have
are
like
green St. Patrick's Day probably.
Yeah, and they have the orange at Halloween, and they have just tons of birthday cake ones. And that's just insane. Like, stop. What are they? I mean, are these make? I mean, it must be working because they keep making them. But
yeah.
But I know I love Oreos. That was another one I had to, like, you know, I'm gonna leave it off my list. I don't want to. Basically, this list shouldn't be top five. It should be top 50 because I love snacks. So
Oh, yeah, I've got a list of 20.
You're right.
Make a cut, easily.
Right. Oh, man.
Now, I don't think I've mentioned this. I have never had the peanut butter ones because I'm allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Or peanuts in general.
Right.
So everyone tells me, as I'm about to die,
right,
ask for a Reese's peanut butter cup and just go out that way. Like, that's the way you should go.
That's fantastic.
I don't know if that's true. I've never had one. I don't know.
Oh, Jim, I don't want to tell you you're missing out. You already know you're missing out, but...
Yeah.
If you're going, I mean, what the hell? Doesn't matter.
I know. I've never had a Butterfingers. I've never had a Snickers. Never had any of that stuff.
Oh, my God.
So on the Halloween...
Wait, how are you a fat kid with a peanut allergy?
Milky Ways and Three Musketeers.
And Doritos by the bag.
And like, Doritos, yeah, and Oreos and Shark Bites. Right. That's how.
Well, there
that's
you
how
go.
I was affected. The great white shark. And going back to our friends in Canada, I don't know if I told you the story. Last time we were up in Canada, I bought an EpiPen across the border,
right,
because EpiPens in America are like $600 for two, so I bought one in Canada for $100.
Really?
Same, man. I'm just saying. I'm a lobbyist for Canada.
I know.
Just saying.
I know. Well, next time you're up there, you grab me some of those freaking bagel bites that I can't get here.
Deal. I'll buy an EpiPen and nacho cheese bagel bites, whatever they were.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, 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 who's that twister? Who's that puncher? It's Oreo action from Oreo Munch.
So before we get to our number ones, let's just go over some of these ones that we were talking about we had to leave off our list. So some honorable mentions. Jim, what are some that you got there?
Oh, man. My list is so long. Gosh. And this was actually fun to go through and see. And some of these I had to cut off the list because they weren't after-school snacks. There were more stuff I bought at, like, a Little League ball game, like Fun Dip and Ring
Pops. Oh, I loved Ring Pops.
Oh, yeah. Fun Dip was amazing. Fun Dip, though, the powder was just a waste of time.
Right.
You should have been able to buy a whole pack of the sticks because that's where it was at.
You're right.
Some other stuff, but this was stuff that was, like you said earlier, was in my lunchbox, like Squeeze-Its and Ecto-Coolers.
Ecto-Coolers on my list.
Oh, Ecto Cooler was amazing. Other things like Fruit by the Foot that we talked about, and you had Fruit Roll-Ups. I just bought Gushers this week to see if they were still good. I had some of my lunch today.
Okay, let's stop right there. What do you think of Gushers?
Not as good as I remember them being, and they got stuck in my teeth.
People start, you know, we're saying we're going to do... this show, some people are asking, like, oh, you gotta have Gushers on there. And I'm like, I never liked Gushers.
Oh, I loved them when I was a kid.
I thought it was so weird. Like, I love fruit snacks. I love fruit snacks. But, like, Gushers, I didn't like that little stuff squirting out. I didn't like it. It was creepy to me.
Weird.
I know.
Taking this to a different level, aren't we?
But I tried, that's another snack we bought. They still have Gushers at the stores. We bought that and I brought it home and I'm like, I'll try it again. Nope, still don't like it. My son and wife like them. Not me. No way.
Some of these ones brought back a lot of memories. You remember So Delicious?
Yeah, yeah.
The sugar-coated soda bottles?
Yeah.
Those are Little Hugs Juice Box, which were the little juice plastic cartons that looked like a barrel and they had like the metal top on them. They were just a juice box.
Oh, yeah.
You would know, if you saw them, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. Melody Pops. I sent you a picture of Melody Pops like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
They were the suckers where you could actually like play a song. It was like a flute.
Yeah. You could
cheese balls. I still love cheese balls. That almost made the list.
That was going to be my number five. And it was actually started at like number two, and it kept going down. Planters, cheese balls. Oh my God.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Yep.
What about
Capri Sun?
What about combos?
Combos are my road trip food. Beef jerky and combos, I still buy them.
Which type? I was a pizza combos. That's the ones I get.
Like the pepperoni pizza ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always liked those ones because they were cracker instead of the pretzel. I didn't like the pretzels much.
Right. Oh, I love combos. I had like cheese balls, squeeze its, Ecto Cooler, Cherry Coke. I was obsessed with Cherry Coke for the longest time. I'd come home and play like Mortal Kombat and drink like 8 Cherry Cokes. And it was amazing. When you were talking about like stuff you'd go to the store before you go hang out with your friends or go to a baseball game or something, I would get fudge rounds, which to this day is my wife's favorite thing.
Oh, I love those.
She'll still buy fudge rounds. And she... Okay, she'll want me to... I don't know if she wants me to tell you this or not, but what she want you to do, before you open the fudge round, she squeezes it all up into a little ball inside the packaging. It's really weird. Then she opens it up and then eats it. And I'm like, why do you do that? She goes, well, it's like a brownie then. I'm like, it already is like a brownie. But apparently that's better. That's better. Do you remember Nutty Bars? Now, you can't have peanut butter, but...
I couldn't have them.
They're like... They're the same company that made... the cookies, Nutty Buddies or whatever, but those were good. I love those. And Star Crunches. Remember Star Crunches?
No.
Okay, they're just like they're like fudge rounds, same thing, and they're like they had little Rice Krispie things in them, and had caramel and stuff, and it was like it was kind of tough to eat, but I love those things. We go to the store and get those, and I get either a fudge round or a Star Crunch and a Charleston Chew, and basically lose like 7 Chew. Teeth.
there's a candy store close to me. It's like a huge warehouse of a candy store that sells all that old school candy that we see. You remember the dots that were on the white paper, and it was just dots.
Yeah.
They'll sell those and like Mega Warheads and all that stuff.
Hmm.
Charleston Chew.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. So that candy store is near you?
Yeah, pretty close to me.
All right, so I'll be coming there soon. All right, well, so let's get to our number one. I know people will be like screaming, like, how come you didn't mention this one? How come you didn't mention that one? But it's our show, so whatever. So, see here. You go first, I think, because I went first.
Okay.
Too, so, yeah.
So, growing up, my dad was a mechanic at Oscar Mayer. And
sidebar. Did he work on the Weenie Mobile?
He did not work on the Weenie Mobile, but I do have a picture of me with the actual Oscar Mayer on a Weenie Mobile.
That's pretty cool.
I was like 4, probably. And I have a bunch of weenie whistles and stuff like that.
Also something that needs to be put on our Instagram.
I really probably should. I should find that picture. I know my mom has that picture.
Of course she does. She's got it framed, and it's sitting in the hallway. Yeah. I know it. I can tell.
She has it printed on a pillow. I slept with it when I was at home last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad worked at Oscar Mayer for a long time. He retired there. So we got a lot of Oscar Mayer foods. Like I don't mess with any other hot dogs. It's Oscar Mayer cheese dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Only Oscar Mayer foods. So Lunchables were my all-time favorite snack.
Wow! And so you
and I'm not talking the crap today. I'm not talking the little like 1-inch diameter piece of ham. I'm talking the ones from the 90s or the late 80s that had the huge piece of meat that you had to fold up to put on the huge cracker, and it came with Dijon mustard and then Andy's mint. You remember those?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Those were the ones I used to eat when I was a kid, and my dad would come home I think they got them for, like, not at cost, but probably just over cost. They could order whatever they wanted, and he would come home with just a box of Lunchables, and we ate them nonstop. Those were my all-time favorite after-school snacks.
I really liked Lunchables a lot, but I would have them when my mom went back to work full-time. We stopped getting, like, really, like, nicely made lunches. You know, so, like, they started buying stuff that just throw in your lunch, like a snack pack and a Lunchables, and that's what I'd eat at lunch at school.
Well, it's funny you say that because Oscar Mayer is owned by Kraft Foods.
Right.
And they were introduced in the market in 1988. The Lunchables were designed as a way for Oscar Mayer to sell more bologna, but after focus groups, they realized that mothers discovered that they discovered through focus groups that, that time was the most concern for mothers, especially working mothers in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So they marketed these more towards mothers who didn't have time to fix lunch for their kids.
Yeah.
And they made them look like frozen dinners. They were supposed to be packaged after frozen dinners.
Interesting. When they do look, they had to open up the plastic wrap and yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Cause my mom was like, all right, here's your Lunchable. You know, like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
No
yeah.
more ham, no more PB and J for you. You know, so. Oh man, that's a good one. I like the, what else you got on Lunchables?
The alternate names for Lunchables that they could have been named
nice.
Were called, and this is clever, On-Trays, On-Trays, also Cracker Witches, Mini Meals, Lunch Kits, Snackables, which I think they're actually called Snackables now.
Okay.
They make smaller ones for that. Square Meals, Walk Meals, Go Packs, Fun Meals with a Z, so it's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is my favorite one, Smoothie Kabobbles. Yep.
That's not true. Come on. That is not true.
I'm not smart enough to come up with Smoothie Kabobbles.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Smoothie Kabobbles. You know, the English language is a wonderful thing.
It's something.
It's something. Wow. Smoothie Kabobbles. There, that might be your nickname.
I should be so lucky that that's my nickname.
Fixing lunch is one of the joys of motherhood.
Peanut butter again?
It's a thankless job.
Egg salad? Isn't this your doggy bag from last night?
You're always pressed for time.
Are you mad at me?
Thank goodness for Lunchables from Oscar Mayer. Their most delicious deli meats, processed cheeses, crackers, even dessert. Best of all, kids love them.
Thanks, Mom.
Lunchables from Oscar Mayer. Lunch will never be the same.
Oh my god, okay. Alright, so, okay, I'm going to say my number one now, okay? Are we okay? Smoothie Kabobble, you good?
Wow. Go for it.
Oh my god. So my number one is also something I would bring to school in my lunch, but I would eat it more as a snack after school. First launched in 1990 by Betty Crocker. These are Dunkaroos.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I loved Dunkaroos. They were amazing.
Loved past tense or still loved? They still make
them,
right?
They still make... Well, no, they don't. going back to our friends in Canada, they still make them there. And actually, that's funny. So we'll just skip to that part. Okay, so they stopped making them in the U.S. in 2012. You know, probably because they thought the world was going to end or something. But they make them in Canada still. And actually, General Mills, who makes them now, announced a campaign called Smuggle Ruse, which encourages Canadians traveling to the U.S. to bring the snack to the Americans who want them. Which is awesome. But for those of us who don't remember what Dunkaroos were, they're basically a little, you know, cracker, or almost like a Teddy Graham, like we talked about earlier, a little cookie.
Yeah.
And it was packaged just like when we talked about, like I talked about the Handy Snacks. It was packaged, had the cookies on one side, and then the frosting, which you dip the cookie in. And it was ice, like an icing-type frosting. And of course, frosting equals America. We love frosting because it makes us fat.
America equals fat.
Right, right. The mascot was a cartoon kangaroo. His name was Sydney. I don't know how long they took to figure that name out. And of course, brilliant. He had the classic Australian accent, you know. But it was they were at their popularity in like 1996, so they had an awesome run, and I still remember the commercial. I think that was the biggest thing. The commercials were so cool that you like wanted to eat these things. But the flavors included had vanilla, had the chocolate cookies had with vanilla icing, or you had graham cookies with chocolate icing, which I like those ones a lot. And then they had a vanilla cookie with strawberry icing, a chocolate chip graham cookie with rainbow sprinkle icing, which I never had. That one. That one threw me through a loop. They also had a cinnamon flavored cookie with vanilla icing too, but I was more of the original one. I wanted the chocolate cookie with vanilla or the graham cookie with the chocolate. And oh man,
I think I only ever had the chocolate with vanilla. I didn't know there was another kind.
Yeah, there was a couple of them. I know some kids at school had the strawberry icing one. I've never been a big strawberry, like, unless it's a strawberry, you know, like that. Then other than that, like a strawberry flavored thing, like such as, I mean, I liked Fruit Roll-Up, but like such, like, remember there was like strawberry milk and strawberry this and that.
I love strawberry milk.
Yes, I never liked that stuff. Like, oh, what was that? Nestle Quick had a strawberry.
Man, I love strawberry milk.
What I mentioned, yeah, Sydney was their original kangaroo. His name was, and then they had in 96, when they were super popular, they had a contest to find the new kangaroo. And the new mascot was Duncan, because he would dunk his dunkaroo. Get it?
Got it.
Anyway, and that's the one you probably see in a lot of the commercials and stuff. And oh man, these things are awesome. And I was so disappointed to find out that they discontinued them. Good for you, our friends to the north, to keep that thing going. Because next time I go up to Canada, I'm definitely getting some of these things. So
I'm gonna have to look for them next time we go up there.
Yeah, oh, I love Dunkaroos. Awesome, and the commercials were the best. Those commercials were so funny. So. The other thing, they had different shapes. They had the hot air balloon was the most common one. It was like a hot air balloon. Or they just had a shape of a D. The cookie would be a shape of a D for Dunkaroos.
Watch your mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Or they had feet, like kangaroo feet. And like you dump them in, which is kind of weird. You don't want to be eating feet, but yeah. Oh, Dunkaroos. And that's out of this list of mine. That's the only thing I can't get anymore.
I think I can get everything. Lunchables, obviously, they're not the same. Oreos, Doritos, Shark Bites. Yeah, I can get everything on my list still.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Jim, this this is the first time we had a list, our top five. We had totally different things.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing overlapped.
I mean, you mentioned Shark Bites, and that didn't make my list. I had it like written down and stuff, and Planner's cheese balls we talk about. But yeah, our top five, we didn't have anything overlapping. That's pretty impressive.
Dunkaroos is the cookie you dunk for as much frosting as you want. So how do you do your Dunkaroos?
The super duper deep dunk.
The long distance dainty dunk.
You can dunk a Dunkaroo in as much chocolate or vanilla frosting as you want. So, how do you do your Dunkaroos? Now we've mixed yummy chips of chocolate in a creamy vanilla frosting. New chocolate chip Dunkaroos. Hip hip for chocolate chip.
Well, that's okay, Jim. What's your after work snack now? When you come home from a long day of work in the office?
Yeah.
What's your snack now? Is it still Doritos? Is that your go-to, or do you got something else?
Yeah, I love Doritos. I do chips and salsa.
Oh, see, that was gonna be mine. It's Tostitos. Oh, the Cantina thin ones. Oh, get out of here.
Yep. Yeah.
With a restaurant style salsa.
Say chips and salsa is probably my go-to now.
Yeah, I love that's definitely my go-to. And then like a Dr. Pepper or a Mountain Dew. That's always nice to have that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I agree. I concur, sir.
Well, fantastic. Oh, Jim, this has been fun. So, hey, let's we'll be back now. And our next show is coming out on February 13th.
Ooh, what are we doing?
So, let's get back into the movie theme, okay?
Okay.
And
horror movies.
We are going... No. Yes.
No? Okay.
We are going to talk about one of your favorite genres of movies. Romantic comedies.
I do love a good rom-com.
Oh, just so you know, us doing this is made my wife so happy, because now I got to watch all these. But you know what? After a while, I'm like, yeah, I love that movie. Oh, yeah, I really like that movie. So, like, finding these ones, like, this would be a good one. And we're getting back to, a genre we know, or, doing movies. We love talking about movies. So this would be good. And just in time for Valentine's Day, so you could snuggle up with your guy or gal or whatever you choose to do.
Cat? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And just listen to the sultry sounds of Jim's voice. And
we talked about this one briefly.
Yeah.
We don't talk about our list ahead of time, but we set a stipulation for this one.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the stipulation?
Tom's wife. I talked to Tom's wife, Dana, because I didn't want to talk to Tom about it.
No.
And I said, these are a couple of my favorite rom-coms. Do they qualify for this list? And she said, no, they do not, because they are technically teen movies, not rom-coms.
Right.
Otherwise, I would do, like, She's All That and Can't Hardly Wait.
Right.
But we're not going to include those. Those are in the teen movie category, not the rom-com category.
Right. Yeah, because mine would be 10 Things I Hate About You, which I love that movie.
Yep.
Technically a teen movie. So that could be a whole nother list down the line, you know. But, yeah, so we put a little stipulation on. So we'll tell everyone now, if you know, send us your list. We'd love to hear what your list of rom-coms are. And we'll put something on Facebook and stuff. But, yeah, reach us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, you can email us at tomandjimstop5@gmail.com.
Just yell really loudly. We'll hear it.
Yeah. Jim, I Googled us the other day, and we came up.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. But we're everywhere now. Jim, we are something.
Just taking off, buddy. Taking off.
We're taking off. So with that, Jim, I love you so much. I'm so glad we're doing this again. What'd you say to me?
I love your face.
Yeah. So let's just end that right there. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Jim, tell everyone goodbye.
Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Jim. I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
I love you.
I love you, too. All right, we'll see you later.